The United States plans to negotiate free trade agreements with Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, and Panama. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick yesterday announced the decision in Miami, where officials from 34 countries are meeting to push ahead with a free trade agreement for the entire Western Hemisphere. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
Ambassador Zoellick explained the bilateral talks this way.
Some countries are willing to move more quickly, and for those that are willing to move more quickly, we want to try to help achieve that end.
He also predicted the talks would lend momentum to other negotiations, and momentum is something the Bush administration badly wants to regain. Global trade talks fell apart in Cancun in September, and the White House and business groups are determined to keep the free trade area of the Americas from suffering a similar fate.
The FTAA is the biggest, most important trade agreement that's being negotiated today.
John Murphy is Vice President for Western Hemisphere Affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The chamber wants the countries to stick to their original ambitious goal of eliminating tariffs, quotas, and other trade barriers throughout the Western Hemisphere.
We've got years of negotiations that have laid the foundation for this agreement. There's at least 25, maybe 30 countries that want this agreement so badly they can taste it.
But some groups inside the U.S. and other countries are determined to fight it. Thea Lee, chief international economist for the AFL-CIO, says it would simply accelerate what unions see as a race to the bottom.
Right now there's nothing in the FTAA about protecting workers' rights. The U.S. has proposed some language that would simply require countries to enforce their own laws, but even that language has not even been incorporated into the draft text and has not been accepted by the other governments.
The deal may not go over well with some U.S. farm groups either, according to Bruce Stokes, a trade analyst and columnist for the National Journal. Stokes says Latin American countries want to be able to sell what they're best at producing.
What they're most efficient at producing in many cases are agricultural commodities such as sugar, soybeans, beef, citrus products such as orange juice, and those markets are markets that our farmers would like to protect.
And that's putting it mildly. Stokes says U.S. trade officials recently suggested loosening the quota for Central American sugar by just 3%.
This just set off a firestorm among the farm state senators who said that this was just not acceptable.
At the same time, some Latin American countries have balked at opening their markets the way the U.S. wants them to. Lori Wallach, who directs Public Citizens Global Trade Watch, says they're right to worry because if the U.S. gets its way, they might have to change their domestic laws on things like government procurement.
For many small countries, their government's procurement is a bigger share of their economy than the private sector. They've set up policies shaping how the government tax dollars are recycled back into development. All of that would be undone.
But it's not the small countries the U.S. is most concerned about. It's Brazil. Brazil's against regional rules on procurement, services, investment, and intellectual property. And Brazil accounts for a full third of Latin America's economy, according to Nancy Birdsall, who heads the Washington-based Center for Global Development.
If we don't open up Brazil, the rest is just small potatoes.
The U.S. and Brazil have tried to smooth over their differences, suggesting that perhaps certain countries could opt out of various parts of the agreement.
There's some possibility that they're going to try and save face around what's being called FTAA light, taking off the table those issues where Brazil doesn't want to move yet.
That's upset Canada, Mexico, and Chile, which already have comprehensive free trade agreements with the U.S. and hoped others would follow suit. It also worries U.S. business groups, according to John Murphy of the Chamber of Commerce.
It's hard to say which is worse, a top drawer comprehensive FTAA that excludes Brazil or watering down the deal. Watering down the deal is not politically feasible, in my view.
But it may be unavoidable, according to trade analyst Bruce Stokes.
This is a very ambitious task. It is knitting together very disparate economies at various stages of development. And as a result, it conceivably is just a bridge too far.
Trade officials aren't conceding that yet. Few still believe they can wrap up the deal by the target date of January 2005, but they hope this week's meetings will at least bring them closer. Kathleen Schock, NPR News, Washington.